our show today. We have two guests today in the first half of the show. We're talking about a wonderful book that I discovered yesterday, A Grain of Sand. I saw it for the first time. It's called A Grain of Sand, Nature's Secret Wonder by Dr. Gary Greenberg, who did not only the research and invented the microscope that individually captured the beauty of each grain of sand on every beach in the world, but also had a very dear friend of both of ours, Stacy Keach, narrate the DVD that promotes the book. And Stacy wrote a wonderful, wonderful introduction to the book. Stacy and Gary, welcome to the show. How are you?
Morning, Joe.
Very good. Good morning. How is everybody doing?
Everybody's good. You're in Hawaii, right, Gary?
Yeah, aloha from Hawaii.
What time is it there?
It's very reasonable. It's 8:07 in the morning.
Well, thank you for getting up so early to do the show, man.
It's not too early for me. Not in Hawaii.
Not in Hawaii. You know, Stacy, for a successful actor like you to take the time to write the foreword for this book and do the voiceover for the DVD promoting it, can you give us a little background between you and Gary and why an actor of such note like you would do something like this for such a remarkable book?
It is a remarkable book. Gary and I have been friends for many years, and we all, of course, remember with great affection Gary's brother, Tony.
Yes.
And he was a dear friend of all of ours.
Right.
And many years ago, Gary embarked on a science class where we would all sit around and read articles out of Scientific America and discuss them and take them apart and challenge, you know, and try to come to understand what was going on in the world today, the world of science. And that was sort of the beginning. It was a group called Environmental Communications, and it was centered in Venice, California. Mm-hmm. It provided slideshows, slide series for high schools and universities of many different things. And I've always been interested in that. And that's basically how I got involved.
It's brilliant. You know, I look at these photographs, Gary. I know each grain of sand is magnified 300 times, but I was in your house when you were working on the microscope that enabled you to see the beauty in the sand, each grain of sand. Tell us a little bit about how you invented this microscope and how you photographed these grains of sand. Yeah. Wait, first of all, let's say the book is A Grain of Sand, Nature's Secret Wonder. It's amazing microphotography of Dr. Gary Greenberg. Where can people buy the book,
Gary? It's available everywhere. You can buy it online, or at most bookstores carry it, and you can certainly buy it online very easily. So it's easy to get, and I urge people to take a look at it. It's something they really have never seen before. It's quite unusual. To answer your question, I started making microscopes in 1990 because I was a scientist at the time using microscopes for biomedical research. I was at USC doing research there.
And you're an L.A. boy. People don't know. You went to Fairfax High School, right? What's that?
Born and raised in West Hollywood.
Went to Fairfax High. And Stacy Keach, you went to Van Nuys High.
So we
got L.A. boys on the floor.
I'm a Valley boy.
Okay. All right, Gary. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Good. So I was looking at some very sort of unique, interesting things through the microscope doing biomedical research, and I realized that microscopes couldn't give me as clear a view as I really needed. And before I became a scientist, I was a photographer and a filmmaker, and I began to realize that the lighting in microscopes was not how a photographer would do it. Microscopes are traditionally lit with one light straight onto the subject, which gives a very flat image of the subject, and you really can't see the details and the highlights and shadows. So I started using lighting in the way a photographer would use lighting, bringing lighting in from the side, back lighting, front lighting, key light, spotlight, and I found that you could bring out much more detail in microscope images if you would light in a way that a photographer would. Right. And that led to actually being able to create 3D images through the microscope. So it really all started about 1992, I was making these microscopes and selling them all around the world.
And you have the patent on it, right?
Yeah, I have 17 patents for different types of three-dimensional microscopes.
You didn't know us Fairfax kids were that smart, did you, Stacy?
I didn't. But you know something else? Something else that I think is really extraordinary about this is it represents and is a reflection of the synthesis the coming together of art and science, because Gary's also a great artist. I mean, he does, you know, and many of these images that you see in this book are works of art.
Yes, they are. Yes,
and
they are.
There's a growing number of people that are artists-scientists, and I think it's one of the most amazing phenomena of the 21st century that these people are coming to the foreground. And Gary and I are very interested in this particular subject.
So is Joe Sutton, so get me involved, guys.
Okay, good.
You know, I want our audience to know Stacy Keach. Stacy Keach, I first saw Stacy in Heart is a Lonely Hunter, John Huston's movie, which was
a young whippersnapper then.
Oh, boy. But you know my favorite movie of yours, Stacy?
Besides
yes.
Stathinko, what?
That City.
Yeah, thank you.
I mean, that's a classic. That is, I just, when you said you were going to do the show, I went and watched it again, and it's about the fifth time I've watched it. The more I see it, the more brilliant you were.
Well, thank you.
And I know you've won Tony nominations for King Lear on Broadway, and Hemingway on television got you Golden Globe and Emmy nominations. But my favorite is Fat City. So from Joe Sutton to Stacy Keach, thank you for, you know, your body of work, which is so brilliant. But,
well, thank you, Joe.
And joining us today. You're going to be going on the road, too, with Frost Nixon, correct?
Yes, correct. Yes, starting in the in the fall, in September.
You play Richard Nixon?
We'll be out in this part of the world in March at the Amundsen Theater.
Well, you'll be back on the show then. Stacy, would you do me a great favor?
Sure.
We're talking to Stacy Keach about Dr. Gary Greenberg's book, A Grain of Sand. And when I read your introduction, first of all, you know I love your voice. I think you're one of the most brilliant voiceover men in the world. Not that that's what you are, but would you read for our audience? Do you have the book with you?
I do.
Would you read the foreword, the first three paragraphs?
Oh, sure. When I was a young boy, my parents held my hands as I walked on a sandy beach and encountered the waves beneath my feet for the first time. At first, it terrified me. The tide rushed in to join the sea under my toes, and I had the sensation of being swept under. Were it not for the fact that I held on to my parents' hands for dear life, I felt sure I was a goner. Well, the fear subsided as I became aware that the waves were part of a natural process, and my relief turned to joy, and I began to jump in the foam. Plunging my hands into the sand beneath my feet, I became mesmerized by the tiny dancing grains slipping through my fingers. So small, I thought to myself, and so many of them. Some years later, I looked through a telescope at the stars for the first time, and I remembered the claim that there are as many stars in the universe as all the grains of sand on all the beaches of the world. In that instant, I made the connection between these amazing tiny particles and the whole of the universe. Now, looking at Dr. Gary Greenberg's miraculous grains of sand photographed through a microscope, I'm once again mesmerized by a whole new dimension. A grain of sand, nature's secret wonder, takes us to a captivating world that none of us has seen before.
Would you, the next paragraph, and that'll be it?
Sure.
And you're doing this for nothing.
Following in the tradition of the Renaissance, my good friend Gary, an artist, scientist, and inventor, is one of a growing number of specialists whose body of work reflects the synthesis of art and science. A prolific inventor with a number of patents for high-definition 3D light microscopes, he has utilized his scientific skills with the microscope and the camera to create artistic landscapes of extraordinary beauty and fascinating detail. A Grain of Sand is a perfect example of that expression.
Dr. Gary Greenberg, how do you feel about that?
Well, first of all, thank you, Stacy, so much for writing such a beautiful book.
Well, thank you for giving us this beautiful book.
Well, it's great. It was a mutual thing, and we really, I think that Stacy points out some of the really wonder that people have and that certainly children have about nature. And I think that's what I'm trying to show is sort of just, you know, kids love that. Actually, anything from, you know, from 8 to 80.
Exactly.
People love this book. Because it shows them something that's wondrous and it sort of appeals to people's curiosity and imagination.
I have two questions for you, Gary. What is a grain of sand?
Well, that's a good question. We think of, when we think of a single grain of sand, what that might look like, all of us generally think, oh, it's a little round, tiny, brown rock. Some of it does look like that, but most of it is totally unique. Every grain of sand is different. Every beach is different. And the grains can be completely different. The shapes are different. They can be little squares, round things, triangles. They can be very intricate shapes, especially if they're biological in origin.
The way you photograph them, they look like pieces of they're gems. Each grain of sand looks like a precious jewel.
They are. They're totally amazing. In fact, it's hard to imagine this. So if some of your listeners happen to be at home or at work and are near a computer, if you look at sand, www.sandgrains.com, you'll be able to see what we're actually talking about, because it's a little hard to imagine what a grain of sand looks like in the microscope until you've really seen the variations and the colors and the shapes and the designs and the patterns. It's every kind of shape and color and design you can possibly think of.
Some of the
origin is mineral in origin, that is, it's eroded from mountains, and the streams take the little bits and pieces of the mountain down and onto the beaches. And other of the sand grains are biological in origin. So when all the biological organisms die, their shells and their teeth and their bones erode away into little grains of sand.
Totally amazing.
Fragments of these wonderful little biological organisms with the most incredible designs you can imagine.
So we have a film star with us, stage, screen, television, and we have Dr. Gary Greenberg and Stacy Keach. I think, if not the finest American living actor, as good as any there is. Gary, if we were going to do a three-dimensional movie, when I saw your photographs, I said, why can't this technique be adapted for film so that we can watch three-dimensional movies without glasses?
Funny you should mention that, Joe. We're in the... Go ahead, Gary.
No, Stacey, you should answer this.
Stacey, well, Keith,
no,
come on.
We are in the process of trying to do precisely that, because you nailed it, Joe. I mean, to see this on a big screen in 3D would blow our mind.
Without glasses. That, you know, the glasses drive me crazy.
Fantastic.
And every photograph I look at is multidimensional. It's not even three-dimensional. And
right.
You know what? After this show, guys, let's chat, because I think there's somebody you have to meet who I don't want to mention who would be vitally interested in this.
Great.
Okay, now, Gary, you have sand from all over the world. How expensive was traveling around the world to get all these samples of sand to shoot?
Well, fortunately, I did not, or fortunately or unfortunately, depending on how you look at it, I did not have to travel around the world. Financially was fortunate that I didn't have to travel around the world, but otherwise I suppose it was unfortunate. That would have been fun. But what I did when I started the book is I wrote all of my friends, and I said, if you're ever going to a beach anywhere, please send me a little film can of sand. And if you have friends that live on beautiful beaches or going anywhere, please send me sand. And the word got around, and people got really behind it. I got hundreds of people sending me samples of sand from all over the world, everywhere from the tip of South Africa to Norway to Asia to India, every continent in the world, every place you can imagine.
And it's all reflected in the book. Guys, we have to take a short break. Can you both hang on for a little bit?
Sure. Yeah.
Great. We're talking to Dr. Gary Greenberg, whose book, A Grain of Sand, Nature's Secret Wonder, is out today in the market, or out this week in the market. And Stacy Keach, who not only narrates the DVD promoting the book, but wrote the foreword. We'll be back. I'm Joe Sutton. This is The Heart of Hollywood. We have two guests with us this hour. Gary Greenberg, Dr. Gary Greenberg, a gentleman I've known most of his life, certainly an awful lot of mine, and one of America's great, great actors, Stacy Keach, and we're talking about Dr. Greenberg's book, A Grain of Sand, Nature's Secret Wonder, an amazing microphotography of Dr. Gary Greenberg. Gary, when you started thinking about the book, did you envision it the way it turned out? Did you know it would be... I mean, it's magnificent.
When I first started, I was wondering how I would get the sand, but I was really lucky to do that. And then I started photographing them, and the amazing thing to me was every single time I would get something in the mail, a new film can of sand, every beach looked different. And that was really when I realized there's something really interesting here, that every single beach has a signature. Every beach is different. Every grain of sand is different. And the variation and the uniqueness of every grain of sand, that was a great message to me. And I thought, this is really going to be interesting for people, because they never could have imagined that sand would actually look like that.
Right.
I have a question. Is there similarity between grains of sand in the desert and the beach?
The desert sand, depending where it comes from, is mainly quartz crystal, and it'll be more homogeneous looking than beach
more
sand.
More uniform.
More uniform because of the way it's been blown around and eroded. Uh-huh. And it'll be from a single source, maybe eroded granite or from sandstone. If it's sandstone, it'll just be little grains of quartz crystal that have been running around. Each shape will be different, but the color will be generally the same.
You know, ever since I've been a little kid, and Stacy, you said it in your foreword for the book, Stacy Keach, who's with us with Dr. Gary Greenberg, there's more stars in the sky than there are grains of sand on the earth. That is boggling. Is that true, Gary?
It actually is. Some people have tried to work this out. It's kind of a close call. If you try and estimate all the grains of sand on all the beaches of the world, and then you try and estimate all the stars in the heavens, which has been done by the Hubble Space Telescope, did a survey of the heavens, and they came out with an answer so that there's about 10 times more stars in the heavens than there are grains of sand on all the beaches of the world. That's an estimate, of course, but it's actually about 10 times more.
That is so boggling to me. Now, Stacy, if I offered you $100 to pick up a handful of sand from Santa Monica Beach,
yes,
would you count it for $100?
Would I count every grain?
Yeah, in just one handful.
No, I'm more expensive than that. My brain would fry before I get it.
You know, it's so amazing that you could take these microscopic little things and make them look so beautiful, and how infinitesimally small they are. It humbles us all. I mean, Stacy Keach.
I think that's the word. It is. It's humbling and also tremendously inspiring.
Well,
you know, I think the surprising thing is how unique everything is. And, you know, when the thing that really I get a kick out of when people look at the book, they come and tell me they never look at sand the same way again. When they go to the beach, they never look at it the same way again. It kind of brings people into the, like when they were kids. You know, when you're a kid and you see something for the first time ever, you just look at it and you explore it, and your curiosity leads you to all kinds of things. In fact, when we were young, we probably looked at the sand very close up and we saw little colors.
Right.
And we don't do that anymore because we think we know what sand looks like. But when you really take the time to look at something, it reveals itself in a much deeper way than you would by just sort of assuming that something looks a particular way.
You create a personality for a grain of sand, Gary. And that's what you did, Dr. Gary Greenberg. Guys, we just have another minute, so I just want to say thank you. Dr. Gary Greenberg, his book, A Grain of Sand, Nature's Secret Wonder, the amazing microphotography of Dr. Gary Greenberg, who also invented the technique to put these grains of sand under a microscope and light them in such a way that they just dance. So, and Stacy Keach, one of our finest actors, one of our nicest people, and you'll be able to see him around the country with David Frost and Richard Nixon. Frost Nixon and Stacy plays Richard Nixon. I hope. You know, tell me about playing Richard Nixon. Is that a challenge, Stacy?
I'm sorry, I can't talk to you about that.
Oh, okay.
No. You have to come see the show.
I will. Guys, I just want to thank you so much.
They want the tapes. They didn't get the tapes.
You know what? I love the voice, by the way. You got me. You really got me. That was beautiful, man. Stacy, in your own words to Gary Greenberg, Dr. Gary Greenberg, we got like a minute left. Talk about his little book, what it means, not a little book, his beautiful book, what it means to you, and then we'll have to sign off.
Oh, well, it means a great deal to me, not only because of my friendship with Gary, but also because he opened my eyes to a whole new world. I never would have known that this universe beneath our feet existed if it hadn't been for his work. And I think that everybody who buys the book, and many people, I mean, what I understand, it's doing very well, and so I urge people to go out as quickly as possible and get it before, you know, it's a great gift, too. I mean,
it is.
And as Gary said, it's from kids 8 to 80, and it's for everybody.
Gary, I have an idea for you. You should magnify your photographs to about 300 times the size and take this show on the road to museums around the world, and I think you'd do marvelous with a show like this.
In fact, I have a showing that just opened last month at the Science Museum of Minnesota in St. Paul. It's one of the biggest science museums in the world, And the show will be up until January of 2010.
God bless you. Dr. Gary Greenberg, Stacy Keach, thank you both so much for being with us on this Heart of Hollywood program. And I'll talk to you both very, very soon. And hopefully you'll both be on the show again very soon. I'm Joe Sutton. You've been listening to The Heart of Hollywood, and we will be back. Gary, Stacy, thanks a million.